I want to thank you again for being here, especially family members that are joining principals and teachers and students. It's a great blessing to have so many of the priests of our diocese here. We have Father Vivek from Mary Queen, Father Oyland from St. John Vianney, Father Lewis from St. Mary's, Father Pat Kirst from St. Thomas More, Father Mee from St. Augustine, Father Solaire from St. Charles, Father Barnett, the rector of our seminary, Bishop White, Father Luke Thompson, who is at St. Peter's, Monsignor Codd from Sacred Heart, Father Mike Sheeta, who is at the retreat house and also ministering at Rockford, and Father Connell, who is the rector here. Father Connell, Father Mee, and Monsignor Codd, as you know, are the priests for Cataldo. And so, as your shepherds, they're partially responsible. We have our deacons here also, and also, most especially, we are in the presence of Jesus Christ. We heard a parable today, and parable, by their very definition, are meant for us to line our lives side by side with them. In other words, it's just not something we hear from 2,000 years ago and ignore it. We're to place our life in this. And I couldn't think of a better gospel to be read on the Mass when we gather as the Catholic school students of the Diocese of Spokane. I don't think we have the Catholic schools of Walla Walla, nor St. Patrick's Pasco, or Holy Family Clarkston here, or Guardian Angels in Colton Uniontown. But they are part of our community, and I suppose that's why these pews are empty here in the front. But if we place ourselves in the context of this parable, we are told that there are four types of soil where the ground went. So let's see if you were listening. What was the first type of soil that the seeds fell on? Yes. It was on the pathway. And you ever notice when you're maybe in a golf course and you're supposed to be along the trail, but there's pathways that are cut through the lawn. They're not meant to be done, but they just wear down. They're compacted soil. So no seed is going to really take root there. What was the second type of soil? So we have the pathway. What's the second one? Yes. Well, that was number three, but it's one of them. Yes, the thorns. What was one in between the thorns? Yes. The rocky soil. And then what's the fourth soil? Yes. The rich soil. At the time of Jesus, it's not like there are farming land in the Palouse or anything else where you plow the soil. Because people had small pieces of property, one little plot could have all types of the soil. It could have thorns in it, it could have rocks, it could be packed it down, and it could be soil. So the farmer just threw the seeds out all over the place. He broadly cast the seeds. That's where we get the word broadcast. The broadcast of the news from Baltimore. Spread out. That's what they did. They sowed the seeds out. And it becomes a great image for us because in Catholic schools, why your parents and grandparents and friends make sacrifices, why people have come before us, we have the Nazareth Guild, the school department, why do we create the soil where you can receive God's word? We do so that you'll come to know Jesus Christ. Is that what you're going to say? Yes, exactly. Come to know Jesus Christ. Yes, we'll know what the community of the church is. Jesus founded this church, the soil. And yet also, it's not just about the soil, it's about the sower. And in our Catholic schools, your teachers, your principal, your volunteers, your coaches, your priests, your deacons, we sow the seeds for you. Now, in a given day, we'll go to full disclosure here. Are every one of you good each day at school? Okay. Some are nodding their head, yes. Okay. How many here are not always good at school? This is the holiest diocese in the country. Let's put our hands up. Yes. Some days we're like rocky soil. Not too interested in anything else. Other times you like the lesson, but it's like the thorns. You get distracted. You don't care about going to recess. But other times, you really take it all in. You're like something, it clicks with you. whether it's in science or math or, God willing, religion. The soil is so important, and so is the sower. There was a tragic bit of news that broke on Sunday, and I'm sure all of you heard about it. It was the death of Kobe Bryant. And, of course, the focus of the secular press was on the fact that, you know, on the Lakers, he'd won part of helping to win five titles, scored the 81 points in one game, that it was very successful. He even got an Academy Award for this little short book that made into a movie. But what is most not really known out there is that he was Catholic. And in fact, the day he died, Sunday, he and his family, his wife and his four children, had gone to Mass in their parish in Orange County. Now, when I was in California, I was 1 year rector of a seminary. That is what Father Barnett is at the seminary. You head the seminary. One of the seminarians had returned, and he said, you know, he was from the Orange Diocese in Southern California. He goes, I'm assigned to the parish where Kobe Bryant is a parishioner. And I thought he was just trying to one-up the other seminarians who were talking about, you know, their parishes and that nothing really exciting happened. But he had Kobe Bryant. Well, it turned out, again, he was Catholic. And in fact, there was one point in his life when he did something very wrong, very sinful. And although the details were not exactly known, it was something very bad. And later on, when he was interviewed, he said, my family's Catholic, that is, I was raised Catholic, I'm Catholic, my kids are Catholic, I was married in the Catholic Church. And he said, after what he had did was so wrong, he realized that he needed to put the effort into his marriage and in his family, the same intense effort he had put playing basketball. And he said, although my life is not always virtuous, and my marriage, I have to work on it, he realized my faith had to guide me. Someone had sowed the seeds of faith. He was raised, as you know, partly in Italy. And of course, it's immersed in the church there. His parents, the priests. In fact, he talked to a priest after what he had done. Someone sowed the seeds, but his soil, which at times might have been a path-like, hard and not listening, maybe some of you are right there now. Sometimes it could be rocky, not too deep, shallow. Sometimes you get distracted. He clearly got distracted. There's a great line about the society in which we live. It permits everything, but forgives nothing. But that's different from Jesus. Jesus doesn't permit everything. He tells us there's certain things. I am the way, the truth, and the life. He gives us a path, a direction. That's why we have the Catholic schools. That's why we have parishes. That's why we have priests, religious, and lay people coming together to keep us on the path. But when we make mistakes, Jesus is there to forgive us, to offer his love and his mercy. And you may not hear that anywhere else, but you will hear this in the church and in our schools. So I'd like to thank all of you for your families, for the sacrifices. Who did you read today? That was a great job, son. What school are you from? St. Thomas More. I thought it was Our Lady of Sorrows, but I'm glad you're at Thomas More. It's a great parish. Who's your pastor? Who's your pastor? Father Pat Kirst? The man looks a little disheveled up there? Yeah. Father Kirst. Again, to our diocesan youth choir, to Katie Rickers and our staff, Sarah and Kathy, we thank all of you for helping us in this endeavor to come to know Jesus Christ, who is our Lord and our Savior, and who unites us in this body he calls his church.